21-6. Collins leads it here. We start the second quarter play. Montgomery County football, they'll have it first and 10 from their own 45-yard line. Wells will stay under center. He'll turn. He'll hand to Harvey. Harvey breaks a tackle, rumbling over the midfield, down close to the 48-yard line. Go for about 7 yards there on first down. And it really right there, it was all Harvey. Not a lot of room there to run, just dragging, tackling.
He's a load.
Is he not a load?
He's big. 5'11", 245, says yes. Second and three, ball at the 48-yard line of Collins. Wells stays under center. He'll turn, hand to Harvey again. He's got the first down down inside the 40-yard line. He's right up through the middle. So the first down for Montgomery County. Would like to mention, if you'd like to hear a replay of tonight's game, it will be available on WXLNradio.com. If you'd like to hear our voices once again,
that's one thing I guarantee I will do. But a lot of people, probably will.
First and 10, Montgomery County. Give it to Harvey again. He's down inside the 35, down about the 33. So another 7 yards there on first down.
Yeah, explain to me, if you're Montgomery County, why you went away from doing this?
One of those outsmarting yourself. Ball is at the 33. Second and 4. Motion from left to right. He'll turn and give it to Akers. Second man through, and he's got a short gain, maybe. No gain down to 33, maybe the 32-yard line. So it'll bring up third and short. Third and about 3 from the 32-yard line. 9:45 to go here in the second quarter. Collins leads it 21-6. Montgomery County has it third and 3. He'll turn. He'll hand to Harvey. And Harvey is hit in, goes inside the 30-yard line and will be right at the 6. Will depend on the spot here.
I'm calling short again, but I called short while ago and gave it to him.
You called short a minute ago and they didn't even measure.
These guys don't want to get wet. But one thing was short today was all my drives. But that's because the guys we played with maybe played from the blue tees to the white ones. That's where I used to play from.
You almost made it to the red tees a couple times. Bringing the chains out here for a measurement, and it will be good enough for a first down just by the nose of the football.
What was your call on that one? Bad mark.
Just saying. 21-6, Collins leads it here. Montgomery County now driving. It's kind of what they did on their first drive of the game, just methodically down the field. And Scott mentioned a minute ago, kind of got away from that two or three possessions. They're doing the same thing. He'll fake it to Harvey. He's going to run around the end. Nice block on the outside. He fumbles the ball, but I think he jumped right back on top of it. But a good block on the outside really likes Zach Sucker. Almost de-cleated him out on the field. So they'll get a net 1 yard gain out of that, second and 9. Wells had some room to run and just kind of open field, just mishandled the ball. He's already had 2 fumbles. Well, I should say 1. Moving. Exchange problem. Turn to the hand to Harvey. Nice play by Isaiah White. Gets him in the backfield. Broke through his defensive tackle spot and got Harvey one-on-one in the backfield and goes for a 1 yard loss back to the original line of scrimmage. Bring up 3rd and 10.
Get down here for the Titans. Get hold of my hair. They're probably going to have to go for it. And, they're too far away for a field goal, and no reason to punch from here. So big down for the Titans.
3rd and 10, ball at the 29-yard line. Wells stays under center here. Turns. He's going to hand to Harvey, and he's got a short game down close to the 35. 36-yard line. I say 26-yard line. So bring up 4th and about 7. So you're on the Montgomery County sideline, Scott. Your best play has been Harvey up the middle. Is this too far to run that? Something different?
I would think it's too far to run it. You're going to have to try to, I ain't seen the guy hadn't thrown too many passes. It's kind of a tough down and distance for the Montgomery County.
4th and 5. Wells under center and trying to draw Collins off. They didn't budge. Really trying to draw them off. They're going to take a timeout. Both Hinkle and White kind of rose up but did not cross into the neutral zone. As we know in high school football, as they jump in the neutral zone, automatic play. Can't jump back in. Montgomery County taking a timeout there. Dude, I really don't know their kicking situation, but probably going to go for it here. Well, what do you think here, Coach Korn?
Well, I think that they're going to come out and roll the, what's his name? Wells out and hope he hangs on to the football.
Really only seen him drop back to throw it once. And when they did, he was wide open. Pharaoh Davis was wide open in the middle of the field. He dropped, which would have been a big play. So it'll be 4th and 5. 7:07 to go here in the second quarter. Collins leads it 21-6. Could be a big down here for Collins if they can hold Montgomery County short of this first down. Wells under center, turn. He's going to fake it, going to roll to his left. Looking to run. And he's got Harvey across the middle, complete down inside the 10, down maybe to the 8-yard line. Good catch by Harvey. Got kind of ball on his back side of his shoulder pad. He's going to good job to reel that one in. Zach Smith putting the pressure on Wells, but Wells able to deliver a pass. First and goal, Indian, about the 7-yard line. I'm going to see a whole lot of Alex Harvey right here, I would imagine. From left to right, he'll turn, give to Harvey. Harvey jumping up in the air and will come down about the 3-yard line. Bring up second and goal from there. And Montgomery County has had the ball the entire quarter here, nearly halfway through the second quarter. For a back-and-forth first, a lot of possessions. This has been quarter dominated here on the offensive side, I think, by Montgomery County, trying to cap it off here. They'll have it second and goal from the 3-yard line. Wells takes the snap. He'll hand to Harvey again. And Harvey is hit at the line of scrimmage and will be no gain. We're up third and goal from the 3. You can see who made that play. Jaden Wilson. Wells going to be tired. He's running to the sideline, getting every play. Watching Booster League.
Looks like us today on that cart only.
It sure is. I feel for him. Wells turns. Fakes is going to give it to Aker. Second man through. Got to the outside. Phillips trying to make a tackle and will get him short. Jacob Phillips, nice tackle from his safety spot to keep him out of the end zone. He's going to bring up fourth and goal from right inside the 1-yard line. Actually got him marked just outside the 1. So fourth and goal here from the 1. And Harvey does look winded as he walks back to the huddle here. Fourth and goal. They've already converted 1 4th down here on this drive, trying to punch this one in from the 1-yard line. Wells takes a snap. He'll hand to Harvey, and Harvey fumbles the ball. Ball's on the ground. Regardless, he'll be short of the first down, or short of the goal line. It'll be a turnover on down. Actually, a touchback. Ball recovered in the end zone for a touchback.
Big break right there for the Titans. The ball was hanging on about the 1. They would have had it there, but the ball rolled in the end zone. Collins recovered. So big break for the Titans to get the ball at the 20.
So after Montgomery County held the ball the entire quarter, nearly 8 minutes on that possession, they provide no points on the scoreboard. And J.R. Lucas will lead the offense back out. They will take it 1st and 10 from the 20-yard, their own 20-yard line. Lucas comes out, 5-wide set. We saw a lot of this on the opening possession. Lucas now, JR looking over the sideline, seeing what they want to do. Now they're ready to go. Takes a snap. Going to get shovel fast forward to Roseberry. He goes well deep in the backfield, trying to make something out of nothing. Needs to get down and take the loss, and he will. Back about the 12-yard line. We'll go for a -8. Good penetration from the defensive line. That time behind the Indians.
I think you might see JR kind of fake that pitch here in a minute, and they'll shove a pass forward, and Dalton running deep on this play.
2nd and 7:18. Turn hands to Roseberry. Not much there. We'll get up maybe to the 15-yard line. But right now we talked about how well the offensive line had played for the Titans, but right now Montgomery County really owning the line of scrimmage here.
Starting to bring more pressure up the middle, like you mentioned that Doss did last week, is bringing a lot of people and too many for them to block, and right now it's kind of, Collins is going backwards the last few series.
Doss ate them up last week with just a lot of pressure right over the interior part of the line, and as Scott mentioned, we've seen a lot of that from Montgomery County after the first couple possessions. 3rd and about 15 here from the 15-yard line. JR looking. Got a man in the Cody Decker up at about the 40-yard line. Nice throw from Lucas to Decker, and that'll be a 1st down at the 38-yard line.
Big play for the Titans right there. JR looking really good and comfortable back there, threw the ball around the line. Nice play by Cody Decker. And now I got the Collins little breathing room. Only 3 minutes to go in the quarter. And Montgomery County held it for almost, three quarters of that quarter.
You know, Montgomery County kind of went away from the pressure there, decided to go with the 3rd and long playing coverage, and JR just stepped right up in the pistol formation for the first time tonight. Lucas turns, and will hand to Roseberry, and he will stumble down, but had an offensive lineman knocked right back into him. And we'll go for another loss here on 1st down. This one will be a 3-yard loss. Back to the 36. 2:25 to go. Clock continues to run here in the second quarter. 21-6, Collins leading. Trying to add one on here before the half. 5-wide set this time for Lucas. JR takes a snap. screen pass and got a penalty. Is Maggard trying to take a screen pass, being held the entire way. Thinking what number that is, Scott. Number 8, back center.
I was thinking at least that's the offense or holding.
They're going to wave it off. I guess since it's behind the line of scrimmage, so they'll pick the flag up and we'll bring up the third down and 13 from about the 36-yard line. They'll stay in a four-receiver set. Decker, the lone receiver, to the left side of the field. Jacoby Evans to the right of Lucas in the backfield. J.R. turns, rolling to his right side. Now seeing pressure. J.R. is being caught and gets away from that one. Trying to make something out of nothing. He'll be tackled for a loss back inside the 30-yard line. But that play blown up, I think it was by 67.
No, it's one thing they're doing, too. They're putting two guys on Maggard. Maggard's getting, he's got a safety over top of him on every play, you know, in the cornerback. So trying to take Dalton out of the game.
That was number 97. He really blew that play up. Kevin Payton, 6'5", 344.
Matt England showed up here.
That's true. He broke through and really forced Lucas out of the pocket and deep. Clock continues to run, 1:20 to go. Back out to punt it away. Snap, good hold, gets it away. Got it away, not a lot of depth. And ball will rest at about the 37-yard line. So only a short punt, went for maybe, what, 10 yards? With 1:03 to go, Montgomery County a chance to add on here before the half.
Best thing about that punt, it was high in the air around the clock.
That might be the only good thing, right? So 1:03 to go before the half. I'm not sure Montgomery County, I know they've used at least two timeouts. Not sure if they have any left or not. Motion from left to right, fakes it. Looking deep, looking for him again. He's got him, and this time's complete. And we'll be tackled by Fitzgerald down the 15-yard line. Same play. We saw Pharaoh Davis drop a ball on. He's wide open, and he'll complete it down to 15.
Still haven't spotted the ball. And now the clock will run.
Just under 55 seconds. Clock on the move. Wells turns. He'll hand to Harvey, and Harvey is hit at the line. Host of Kylan Titan get him down to the ground. He'll get down to the 10. Clock still on the move here. We go under 35 seconds. Second and 5 from the 10-yard line. Motion again. He'll turn. He's going to fake it. Going to run around the end. And Zucker gets him in the right of the line of scrimmage. And it looks like Montgomery County will use their last timeout with 18 seconds to go. And we'll bring up a 3rd and 5. We'll take a quick break as well. Collins leads it 21-6. 18 seconds to go before the half. You're listening to Power 93.3 WXLN Radio.
Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNradio.com. This is Kentuckiana's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLN LP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets at Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93. 3.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
All right, 3rd and 5 from the 10-yard line. Wells under center. No timeouts left here for Montgomery County. He'll turn, and he's looking to Sucker on the move again. In the end zone, knocked away by Fitzgerald on the outside, trying to hit Davis once again. And with 13 seconds to go, Montgomery County will go forward here on 4th down. Well, this one, the run, pass, both kind of come back into play. UJ Webb comes in, freshman. It's his first action of the night. Maybe on one of the more crucial plays of the night here as this game unfolds here before the half. 13 seconds. Wells was under center, and we're going to have illegal procedure.
He lined up behind the guard, right?
Yeah, he lined up under the guard.
And the bad thing, Harvey followed him. He was right behind him. So that'll back him up to the 15-yard line. Will now be 4th and just over 10. Going to throw out to the outside. Good cover by Cam Harris. Knocks it down, incomplete. And Montgomery County will turn it over on down. And I'm sure Collins will hopefully just kneel on it here and go to the half.
So 8 seconds to go here before the half. 21-6. Collins leads it.
And usually when I say Scott will kneel on it, we do something other than kneel on it. So I'm not going to say we are.
Go ahead. Coach Lucas, in the middle of the huddle, you don't have to be in the middle of the huddle to kneel on it, but you would think.
Very good point. All right, so Collins making their way back out, as is Montgomery County, for this final play. They are set up in the victory-type formation to kneel on it. So Lucas will take the snap, and we'll go down. And that'll do it. That'll take us to the half. After Montgomery County went on top 6-0, Collins answered back with 3 first-quarter touchdowns. Both teams held out of the end zone in the second half, but really Montgomery County dominated time of possession there in the second quarter. But Collins leads it here at the half, 21-6. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.